you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, June 27th, 2016, getting to the end of the month, coming up on that long 4th of July holiday, and we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A quick little reminder that for our Wednesday show in hour number three, Patrick Knowlton, witness to the Vince Foster case and subjected to a tremendous amount of harassment because of that, will be our on-air guest talking about what happened all the way back there. And before I get into the regular news here, I know we are not normally an entertainment website, but I did have to comment. I watched the season finale of Game of Thrones last night. It was very satisfying. There were so many accumulated sphincters that finally got their comeuppance, and so it was a very, very satisfying show on that regard. I'm sure you can catch the replay for it. I really do like that show, along with Elementary. I like that one as well. All right, on to the more serious news. As you know, the repercussions of Brexit are continuing. And more and more it's becoming obvious there was, in fact, massive election fraud on the part of the Remain camp. It just didn't get enough to reverse what turned out to be an absolute landslide. And we're seeing these articles like over here in katehon.com about the lengths the elites went to defeat Brexit, including the use of taxpayer funds to sell a political agenda, which I don't know how the system works over in Great Britain, but that's sort of dirty pool here in the United States of America, to use taxpayer money to push a political agenda. There are laws against that. Now, interestingly enough, there was a poll that was taken after the referendum, and that was, should we go forward with the Brexit? Now, the people who voted yes, saying the British government must respect the people's choice, because that's what democracy is all about, got 74.8%. And the people who said, no, the referendum isn't legally binding, the parliament should keep us in the European Union, got only 25.2%. And this, I think, is a real measure of exactly how the actual voting for Brexit had gone. Remember, the elections commissioner admitted many of the ballot counting machines, when tested, were only registering Remain votes. If the ballot was marked leave, it was not counted. So we have all these people who want to keep their little European Union, New World Order going, are trying to find some way they can do it. And there's a call for a new referendum. We have to have a new referendum. We're going to have referendum after referendum after referendum until we get the result that we want. And they're really getting on out there. Because the call for the new referendum is already going to be tailored. In a piece from The Times, no less, they're saying there should be a new referendum, but old people should not be allowed to vote. Because after all, they're old people, and they don't have to live with the consequences. Now, we know it was the older voters who voted to leave the European Union, because they're old enough to remember how good things were before the EU came along. The younger voters were easy to convince because they don't know any other life than being in the EU. So we even have this article over in Investment Watch blog. Young Remain voters are now openly advocating violence against old people to make them vote the way they're supposed to work. This is not democracy. This is absolute pure dictatorship. Now, Parliament took a good look at this petition, and it turns out this petition for a new referendum was actually set up before the Brexit vote, just to have ready to go in case the vote went against them, and already they've discovered it is fraudulent. A lot of the votes for the new referendum came from IP addresses outside Great Britain, which is not allowed. 39,000 signatures were registered from Vatican City, even though Vatican City has a permanent population of only 450. 23,000 votes claimed to be from North Korea. They want to cheat. They weren't able to cheat their way to enslaving Britain to the European Union, so they're going to cheat again. Now, members within the British government are telling David Cameron, don't delay, don't wait, forget October. Start the process to leave the European Union right now before the European Union can gin up some excuse why we have to stay. Now, Cameron has given himself 4 months. He's not actually leaving office until October, so he's got 4 months to pull something together, maybe a false flag attack, something that's going to give Parliament a reason to reject the referendum and still keep their jobs. By the way, quick little shout-out to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network. We're talking about the aftermath of the Brexit. We're talking about this fraudulent petition for a new referendum. They just want to have a new election and a new election and a new election until they get the results they want, which, by the way, if they're going to do that over there, then we ought to have re-elections in all these primary states where election fraud has been proven, all of which benefited Hillary Clinton. So you can't really have it both ways. Now, Parliament has already said, in fact, David Cameron has already said, no, we're not going to have a new referendum. They're going to take the fight to Parliament to ignore the will of the British people. That would probably, in my opinion, start riots in the streets of London. Now, Jeremy Corbyn, who was pushing for Remain, is in trouble. A lot of his members have stepped down as his ministers resign, and he's out there saying, I'm going to stay in, I'm going to stay in, I'm going to stay in. So this is going to be a dramatic shuffling of the British government. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab ourselves a phone call. Bob in Indiana, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hello, Mike. I have a little question. When we go to war with Russia, because it looks that way, the Russians in this country who are legally here, are they going to be treated like I saw another group 75 years ago treated, and they took their houses and their gardens and put them in concentration camps? I would not like to have that happen.
No, I would not like to have that happen again either. But the good news is, with the Brexit happening, the United States anti-Russia agenda is stumbling badly, because Russia and Britain are already talking about opening up trade, peace through commerce. And this anti-Russia agenda required having a unified European Union that was going to do what Washington, D.C. told it to do. And Great Britain has basically said no to the EU, no to Washington, D.C. And at last count, 8 other member nations of the European Union are getting ready for referendums as well.
Well, the reason I ask is because I'm married to a blue-eyed, blonde Russian woman with a Ph.D. in agricultural science. She's the happiest, most trustworthy person I've ever known.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, the Russians I've met are all very wonderful people. I remember when I worked in Hollywood, there was this Russian actress. I'm not going to name her name because I don't want to get her in trouble. But she did a lot of movies, and she was just this, you know, she was just this sweetheart compared to a lot of other people I know in Hollywood.
Their government is kind of like our government, but the people are really good. I'll let you go, and thanks very much.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, and I disagree with the idea that the Russian government is like our government. I'm sure that there's a deal of corruption inside Russia, but nowhere near the extent in Washington, D.C. Putin's trying to keep the corruption under reasonable control. Washington, D.C.'s gone totally corrupt. Everybody in there is part of this scam to make themselves rich and powerful at the expense of everybody else. Now, getting on back to the European Union, there is a lot of celebration out there, and people are starting to say, you know, there were a lot of really dumb laws the EU commissioners were handing down that just never made any sense at all. Did you know the EU banned excessively curvy bananas and cucumbers? That was how the EU was micromanaging all of the European Union. Vacuum cleaners above a certain wattage were being banned. The EU declared that drinking water does not ease dehydration, and banned bottled water companies from having any kind of label saying that water was good to fight dehydration. I mean, that's how absurd they were getting. The EU banned diabetics from having driver's licenses. They had a law saying it's illegal to eat your pet horse. It's like the law of the hammer. You give a little boy a hammer, everything they encounter requires pounding. You give the EU unchallenged tyrannical authority to create laws, and they're going to create some pretty silly laws. The EU handed down guidelines as to what constituted a jam versus a preserve versus a conserve. The EU banned reusable olive oil bottles in restaurants. I mean, it was just petty, picky, nitpicky stuff. And the Europeans are just fed up with it. They really are. Now, what's really going on here is Obama and Merkel really thought that if they just shouted racist, racist, intolerant, intolerant, that people would shut up about the hordes of refugees and illegal immigrants pouring into our countries. And it wouldn't be a factor. But yes, it was a factor. Obama and Merkel just did what they wanted to do. And finally, the British people did what they wanted to do. They said, enough is enough is enough. Sweden's getting ready for a Swexit vote. We're running out of letters to make these contractions. Now, Merkel is already out there talking like Der Führer, saying we have to prevent the departure of other countries in the U.S. We just have to. For their own good, we must invade. Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil. And apparently the plan is now to unveil a European super state that will basically merge all of the remaining European Union member nations into a single nation totally controlled from Brussels. And apparently Brussels is planning on arm-twisting all these various governments into surrendering their sovereignty to the central ruler. And if it sounds like the evolution that the United States went through from a confederation of separate states to today's tyrannical government, yeah, that's exactly what happened. They're just rushing it now because they've run out of time. And what we're hearing from Brussels is Ein Volk, Ein Welt, Ein Private Central Bank. One people, one world, one private central bank. And that's another reason the European Union is in trouble. It was built with a built-in self-destruct device called the European Central Bank, which has destroyed the economy of all the member nations, and they know that's what's going on. I'm expecting Greece to have their referendum literally any day. But that's going to be their solution. Simply declare a European super state. You're all our bitches now, and you can't vote to leave anymore. And that's what Angela Merkel is putting out there. The instant they move to declare that super state, you're going to see a rush for the exits. They're all going to be gone. Everybody's already afraid of the rise of Germany because of what happened during Big Mistake Number 1 and Big Mistake Number 2. Justified or not, people are looking at Germany as the harbinger of a new European dictatorship. And it doesn't help when Merkel's out there saying, we must stop members from leaving, even though it is in the charter, they're allowed to do so. Well, when we put that leave thing in the charter, we didn't think you were actually going to use it. I mean, come on, you know. What a swell thing the EU has been, if you're an EU commissioner here. All right, let's turn to politics right now. The Democratic Party platform is starting to shape up, and it's very ugly. For one thing, the Democratic Party platform is out there basically totally on Israel's side. As far as the Palestinians are concerned, they can drop dead. Bernie Sanders was unable to have any influence over the Democratic Party platform. And we'll be talking about that platform a little bit later in the show because it's covering a lot of areas. Now, the corporate media is beginning to strain at their leash over all these scandals that are going on. Over at CBS Face the Nation, they basically came on out and said this one email, work-related email, that Hillary Clinton failed to turn over proves she lied about using the private server for convenience. It proves she was evading Freedom of Information Act requests and oversight and accountability, and opens up the question, what other work-related emails have not been turned over? What work-related emails were deleted by Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, in and of itself is a felony under Title 18, to destroy government records without the proper procedure. And Hillary saying, do that, is not the proper procedure. Now, the other day we were talking about this former United Nations General Assembly president, John Ash. And all of a sudden, he had this horrible accident where he was working out, and the barbell fell on his throat, crushing his larynx and killing him. Now, that's not very believable. In fact, it happens to be a storyline from an episode of Columbo. But it turns out John Ash was due in court today over his bribery charges. And it turns out his co-defendant is one Ng Lap Seng, who was involved in the Chinagate scandal back in 1996 and was in a position to drag Hillary Clinton into this whole corruption deal. And this is getting dangerously close to that question that I've been asking and will continue to ask. Was Hillary Clinton repeating the 1996 Chinagate scandal, selling secrets to foreign governments in exchange for donations? And the only reason Congress was unable to prosecute any of these crimes is, oh, golly gee whiz, the White House email server had a problem and a million subpoenaed documents disappeared. And golly gee shucky, somebody had turned off the backup system just a week before. So John Ash goes on the Clinton dead bodies list. It's just way too convenient. Now, Donald Trump has come on out with a new attack against Hillary Clinton, the top 50 facts about Hillary Clinton from the Stakes of the Election address. It's a PDF. We've got a link to it, and you can look at it. And, of course, the corporate media is going to say, oh, this is all discredited. This is all. We told you it was discredited years ago, and you should believe us because we're the corporate media. No, we don't believe a thing you say. The corporate media told me it was going to be a sunny day. I'd take an umbrella with me. Now, a couple of new scandals that have been added to the epic of Clinton's mess. One is the Uranium One deal, where the Russian Atomic Energy Agency Rosatom had taken over this Canadian company with uranium mining stakes stretching from Central Asia to the American West. And the deal made Rosatom one of the world's largest uranium producers. They're now basically controlling 25% of all uranium production on the planet. And at the time when this deal was put together, it required State Department permission, which was forthcoming. At exactly the same time, Russian money was pouring into the Clinton Foundation. Now, another scandal we've added to the epic of Clinton's mess. You know how we've been talking about all these fake gold bars that have been floating around? They were found in Germany. China got a bad batch of them back in 2009. China's mounted its own investigation, and they went from the serial numbers of these bars, and they went through the tracking that all gold bullion is tracked by an international agency, and discovered all of these phony bars were created by the Federal Reserve during the administration of William Jefferson Clinton. And they've been stored in Fort Knox. Now you know why they will not allow an audit or an assay of what's going on in there. And this was a topic we covered on that History Channel, America's Book of Secrets episode. And it turns out, yes, you were right. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here reminding you that June is Health Awareness Month, sponsored by GetTheTea.com. Many of you have heard our tea commercial, maybe visited the website, but haven't committed because, well, you just don't know. Skeptical. We understand. Just to remind you, our tea is not just tea. In fact, very little tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs, removing intruders that attack your health. You brew our tea to make the concentrate, you add water, and put in the fridge. 2 8-ounce glasses a day, and life will be good. Visit us at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And this month is lots of fun stuff with Health Awareness Month. You could be picked and receive your order absolutely free. You never know. Read the testimonies and try our products. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for great health tips, visit my YouTube channel at Health Matters Now, where you can learn about health tips and how products work on your body. Join me, GetTheTea.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, we're talking about all this gold that's gone missing. And we did cover this issue in America's Book of Secrets, the gold conspiracy. And now we're finding out, yeah, there's a lot of gold bullion bars out there carrying the hallmarks of the Federal Reserve and Fort Knox that are tungsten covered with a thin layer of gold. And the Chinese investigation, using the serial numbers and tracking records, says it all goes back to the Federal Reserve while Bill Clinton was president of the United States of America. Now, to be fair, it's not just Bill Clinton, because don't forget, when 9/11 happened, down in the basement vaults under the World Trade Towers, there was $300 billion in gold bars. Now, gold will not burn. It will melt, but you can pick it up and re-smelt it. When they finally got down to the vaults, they were completely empty. So somebody's out there grabbing gold wherever they can here. Don't forget, the gold that was going to back Libya's golden R vanished after Gaddafi was killed. Now, as you know, today was the official launch of a book by Gary Byrne, who was a 33-year Secret Service officer, including the protective detail, in the Clinton White House. And he has been writing out about all his experiences saying the White House was a den of cocaine and mistresses. Apparently, when Bill Clinton would go out jogging, he'd see a cute girl and he'd tell the Secret Service agents, get her name and phone number. You know, Hillary's going to be gone this weekend. I got to have some company. Now, proving that we do live in a dictatorship and confirming what we got from that released Hillary email, that the corporate media is part of her campaign, Gary Byrne is now blacklisted from all broadcast networks. It was set up for all these interviews. They've all been canceled. I'm trying to reach him to see if I can get him on this show to get the word out there. But it is a reminder. The corporate media is not telling you what you need to know. The corporate media is telling you what they want you to believe. Hillary is wonderful. She's sweetness and light. She would never do anything wrong. I mean, let's be honest right now. Hillary Clinton could get up at the Democratic National Convention and set a kitten on fire, and the corporate media would say she's out there demonstrating the need for increased fire safety. Now, interestingly enough, the House Select Committee on Benghazi has been asking for President Barack Obama to come on over and answer some questions about what he knows about that 2012 attack on the consulate that left four people dead. The White House is refusing to participate and is out there saying that this is nothing but an attempt to make the White House look uncooperative. Yeah, the White House is being uncooperative. Now, over in Israel, as you know, they're really big on building walls. And for some reason, the liberals seem to think that Israel's walls are good and Donald Trump's walls are bad. But interestingly enough, the New York Times came out with an article saying that Israel's wall is nowhere near as effective as they like to think. Attackers could sneak through. It's porous, just like our southern border here. Now, up in Ukraine, NATO, as part of its let's annoy Putin until he does something we can use to start a war, has started a massive war games in Ukraine. And it's a large-scale military exercise. It's called Rapid Trident. And they're just running all over with their weapons, practicing to invade Russia. And I'm sure the Russians know that. Here in Hawaii, they're about to get underway with RIMPAC 2016, which starts on the 30th. And that will be quite impressive. They're actually going to have a live fire exercise against an obsolete ship. They're actually going to blow it up. Now, there's two good things about RIMPAC. First of all, when they're here, the Navy puts on a tremendous fireworks show on July 4th to show up. Second, down at the swap meet at the stadium, you get to meet and talk to all these service people from around the world, and that to me is cultural enrichment. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. And before you get back to the news, I need to share a little consumer alert with you. There is a scam going on, and they just called me, being suspicious they didn't get anywhere. And the way the scam works, it's apparently being run out of Topeka, Kansas, or at least that's one of the phone hubs they're using. They call you up, tell you that you owe some ungodly amount of money, and if you don't pay it right now, the police are coming to get you, and then they ask you for your credit card information, at which point your credit card will be completely maxed out. So just be aware, these scammers are out there. The government won't do a thing about it. Maybe the scammers are working for the government. We already know that the government is pillaging the people with civil forfeiture and land seizures. Stands to reason they'd be out pillaging the people with scam phone calls and ransomware and the rest of it. Now, getting back over to the war zone, Russian military have just delivered over 6 tons of aid to Hama and Aleppo. to try and ease some of the horrible suffering that has hit the region during these 5 years of the U.S. trying to replace Bashar al-Assad. Of course, the U.S. continues to pour in all kinds of weapons, which seem to wind up in the hands of ISIS and al-Qaeda. Well, now the U.S. has a new piece of propaganda to convince you it's really okay because the CIA is only sending the weapons to the moderate rebels. You know, the sweet-smelling rebels, as it were. But they're getting stolen, and they show up on the black market, and that's how ISIS and al-Qaeda are getting their hands on all this weaponry that the Syrian army keeps finding every time they took over another ISIS or al-Qaeda headquarters. Really, it's stolen. Yeah, we didn't mean for ISIS and al-Qaeda to get these weapons. These things happen. Now, over in Turkey, he's done a little bit of a kiss and make up with the Israelis over the Mavi Marmara. They're going to send a huge amount of money up there. How much the actual families get, we don't know. But there's a little bit of a wrinkle here, because one of the constitutional requirements to be president of Turkey is you must have a college degree, which sounds very reasonable to me. And apparently it has now been determined that Erdogan's college degree is a phony. It's a fake. It's an absolute fake. Now, hopefully Turkey is going to show a little bit more spine regarding ineligible presidents or candidates for president than our country does with regard to Ted Cruz, who cannot serve as president or vice president of the United States of America. All right, getting on to the economy here, the Brexit is estimated to have wiped $2 trillion off the global stock market between what happened Friday and what happened today. European banking stocks collapsed. Barclays and RBS shares had to be temporarily suspended. People are bailing on out there. China's devalued the yuan. And apparently the Standard & Poor's rating for Great Britain has been lowered, which may be more punishment than reality. Okay. Let's see. We're going to take a phone call. Shannon in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Speaking of the IRS scam, I have been dealing with those clowns for the last 3 weeks. And had my phone number changed and thought the problem was gone today. First thing this morning, they started calling the new number. I've got an unlisted number, and I got to wonder how they're getting my number. But anyway, I know it's a scam, and I've actually *69'd a bunch of the numbers that they call from. Apparently, they're spoofing the phone numbers they're calling with one of those caller ID things. But
could very well be the case. Could very well be the case.
And the
alarming situation. And yes, they invoke the IRS. But you need to understand, the IRS does not collect any money over the phone. So if somebody calls up and says, I'm from the IRS, and you need to make this payment, and I need your credit card information, it's not the IRS, it's a scammer. And what's really angering, the point I was trying to make is, these criminals are running rampant all across our society, and the government doesn't do a thing about it.
Yeah, and but anyway, so yeah, I was going to say what you just said, that I actually have a old classmate that works for the IRS, and they're well aware of that deal, and there's nothing they can do about it because they're calling from third world countries mostly, and Eastern Europe, and there's just not a thing they can do about it. But the IRS will never, ever, ever call you if you owe them money. They will send you mail, and if you ignore them, they may eventually send an agent to your door, or they may garnish your paycheck, but they will never call you on the phone about something. Now, they may return a call if you've called them, but they will never call you about it.
But the important part is they do not attempt to collect money by credit card payment over the phone. And it's not just the IRS. They'll claim that they're from some bank, and they're this and they're that. And these scammers are running rampant. Now, you know, to me, it would make sense that we could block certain phone exchanges at the border. And I'm not buying this idea that they can't do something about this. I think the fix is in. Somebody's making money off of this, and as long as it's making money, hey, we're just going to let it go. Anyway, yep. Shannon, thank you very much for the phone call and the update. All right, same to you. Now, the Brexit has had an amazing effect on gold. Gold cleared $1,300 an ounce to a multi-year high after Brexit. People are looking for a haven. Gold jumped $70 an ounce on news of the Brexit. And everyone's out there talking about it's a disaster, it's a disaster, it's a disaster. Actually, no. It's a disaster for the money junkies, not for ordinary people. But the money junkies think the entire world ought to revolve around them and their wallets. And that's why they're out there saying, oh, it's a disaster, it's a disaster. And that kind of arrogance is nothing new. Look at the French Revolution. The reign of terror. Well, it was only a reign of terror if you were nobility, if you were that age's version of the money junkie. Other than that, everyone got along just fine. Now, for some reason, British banks are now refusing cash exchanges for British subjects traveling in Greece. And that may be in anticipation of a Grexit here. Now, over in Germany, the CEOs of all their car companies are saying, let's just carry on trading. You know, forget borders, forget the rest of it. We want to sell our cars to Great Britain without any barriers, without any tariffs, without any of this nonsense out of Brussels. And that may be the beginning of the end of Angela Merkel's EU-centric rule over Germany. Everybody wants to go back to peace through commerce. That's what's going on here. We're sick and tired of politics and saber rattling. We just want to have a decent job and a decent business. We want to make money so that we can take care of our families, and that's it. We don't need any more. Now, one of the big headaches for the Obama administration is with the Brexit, these transnational trade agreements are in serious trouble. And the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership will now no longer apply to Great Britain. It was supposed to be this universal, one-size-fits-all imposition of U.S. oligarchies. And Britain is now out of it. And they are being followed by France. The French Prime Minister, Valls, is saying, no, we're not going to sign this. It doesn't respect our needs and our interests. It's all about U.S. corporations and enforcing the world to basically run their economies to suit these American corporations, and that's it. Over in Germany, Alexander Gauland is saying, no, this is not going to work here. We're not going to do this. It doesn't work. Because this so-called free trade deal was anything but. And the people of Europe are going from a first-person experience, because the European Union supposedly began as a free trade zone all over Europe. And then Brussels got too big for its bridges and started imposing all kinds of restrictions and tariffs and controls. Like curvy bananas. The free trade deals are not free trade. They're controlled trade, control for the benefit of the money junkies. All right, let's grab a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Yeah, this is, I said it before, a battle between globalism versus nationalism, but I think the globalists are starting to eat each other now. They're all taking sides. Britain knows they're getting out now because this is Planet Titanic, Mike, and they're getting out now and first because they see the writing on the wall with the global economy, and they're trying to get their trade deals in order first. So I think that's what's going on. That there's not going to be a second referendum, I'll tell you that.
David Cameron says there's not going to be a second referendum. I think they're going to try and create some kind of a crisis, economic crash, fake terror attacks, something where Parliament will be able to say, well, look, we understand you want to leave, but really we have to vote to remain, because their problem is how to ignore the will of the people. And still hang on to their jobs next election, because we know that the actual Brexit vote was over 70-30 in favor of leave. And I'm sure these members of Parliament know that's the real number. And they don't want to go into re-election with almost two-thirds of the voters already wanting to pink slip them.
And that's another reason why there won't be another referendum, because that would require cheating again.
Yeah, and they got caught doing it this time. No, they're going to try and fight this in the Parliament. And but again, when you see some of the stuff that's coming out in the British media about violence against old people, not letting old people vote because they're not going to live with the consequences, and this idea of this new referendum, they want to retroactively change the rules, saying, you know, there has to be 75% participation, there has to be a greater than 60% in one direction for it to be legitimate. Well, again, I don't know how the rules are set up in Great Britain, but here in the United States of America, there is a constitutional ban on ex post facto laws or regulations. You're not allowed to change the rules for past events, and yet that's what all these Remain people are trying to do. Say, we've got 3 million fraudulent signatures on a petition, you will change the rules so that referendum doesn't, you know, count. And you almost get a sense of panic coming out of the Remain camp.
Oh yeah, this is going to be a very crazy week for the stock market. But you know, most of the stock market doesn't really affect the majority of people, except for 401ks. It's affecting the elites, though.
Yeah, this is all about the money junkies and how much they're suffering and how much they've lost. And apparently Soros took a major hit as well, because he'd gone long on the British pound sterling. And so he took it in the teeth over that one. But again, the money junkies think the entire world should revolve around them and their wealth. And anybody who doesn't go along with that is just being unreasonable and intolerant and, you know, anti-Semitic and racist and all whatever other names they can think of.
Oh, yeah, they're still pushing the media, the propaganda week of the globalist propaganda of it's old people's fault and the young people, they stole my future. I'm like, your future is better to be away from the EU. These people, I mean, I granted there's some people that believe that, but the majority are paid trolls. You know,
of course, they're all paid trolls. I mean, look, you know, the money junkies have worked for decades and spent billions, if not trillions, building this banker cage around the entire planet. And they're not going to let a little thing like the voters get in their way. I mean, some of the propaganda is really out there. They're claiming this was all somehow engineered by Vladimir Putin. They're blaming ISIS. I mean, it really is ridiculous.
Yeah, I lost my wallet the other day, and I thought Putin took it.
It's thanks, Putin, Mike. who's stealing the socks out of my dryer.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now, over in Paris, believe it or not, after all this time, those protests, riots over their austerity are continuing. And Hollande is now out there threatening that he's going to, quote, go all the way, end quote. And I don't think he means what happens in the backseat of a car at the drive-in movie. He's basically issuing a veiled warning that if the French people don't shut up and go along with austerity, that he will uncork the army on them. That, I think, is going to make things a lot worse. Apparently, there was a protest in Paris. They arrested 95 people there. And it's taking a toll. The French police are now out there saying they're too tired to keep on policing these protests. They're simply too big and too many of them. So, now the French people are aware that France has deteriorated into a dictatorship. They've looked at how France is criminalizing dissent. They're criminalizing criticism of Israel. You can make fun of Mohammed all you want, but don't you dare say anything bad about Israel. And people understand when there are multiple standards there on freedom of speech, it's not free anymore. It's permitted speech. Now, over at the Wall Street Journal, they're saying that the Brexit means the Federal Reserve is likely to delay any potential rate increases. In fact, the markets are saying more than likely there'll be a rate cut. They're going to go further negative. So we'll see what's going to happen down there. Down in Venezuela, things have gotten so bad as their supply chains collapse. They're now putting armed guards on food trucks in Venezuela because people are they're hungry and they're stealing food. And this is what happens when one of these carefully crafted economic fascist dictatorships starts to come apart. And it will be worse in this country than it was in the 1930s, because in the 1930s, most Americans were still spread over the rural landscape. There were always farms nearby where you could grow food. There were always forests nearby where you could hunt game. Since then, we've all been corralled into these giant human farms called cities so that we don't have alternatives to the mandated corporate supply chain. And when it comes apart, things are going to be very, very ugly. Now, apparently a couple in New York who kept paper records of their bank accounts had their $25,000 savings account vanish into Chase Bank. Chase says, sorry, we can't find it. They're suing, and I'm sure that money is somewhere. We'll be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm getting a lot of email about these credit card scammers that are calling up. And never mind the issue about why the government doesn't do anything about it. Why isn't the corporate media sounding warnings on a regular basis about this? Why is this below their notice? They don't seem to care that people are being scanned. And it's a major epidemic, apparently, from what I'm seeing on the web. I have an idea, though, for the credit card companies. Should give people an option of restricting areas they'll accept a charge from, such as outside the United States of America. Just reject the charge completely. Now, early on, when credit card companies would handle fraud, they'd cover the losses so that you, the consumer, were protected. Unfortunately, that changed this last year. Credit card companies very, very quietly changed the policy, saying that if you are defrauded with your credit card, you will bear the losses. So, now then, let's talk a little bit about immigration, which was a major factor in the Brexit vote. And all of these pro-illegal immigrant, pro-refugee people are still out there saying, you're racist, you're intolerant. Not too long ago, it was discovered that through a watchdog, more than one-third of Vermont's resettled refugees test positive for infectious tuberculosis. Well, somebody went up to the Vermont Department of Health and said, just how many of these people have this? Remember, tuberculosis is a terrible disease. I'm old enough to remember when it was still in this country, and then it was eradicated. And everybody celebrated. Huzzah, huzzah. No more tuberculosis in the United States. They're back. And apparently the Vermont Department of Health refuses to say how many refugees have this contagious active tuberculosis. You don't need to know that. It makes the refugees look bad. Now, there is a internet censorship system called WebSense. And it's one of these things that you will subscribe to for your company or your home. It's a net nanny where certain websites will be blocked. And I discovered last week that WebSense was blocking my website under the single word explanation, intolerance. Now, I am pro-LGBT. I am anti-racism. And so the only intolerance I think that they're using is the fact that I believe in strong borders for this country, as did President Eisenhower, and that people who legally immigrate to the United States of America adopt to our language and culture, which was a position held by President Theodore Roosevelt. And if it turns out this is why WebSense blocked me, then they are using their system as a form of censorship to push a political agenda, which is a violation of my First Amendment rights to freedom of speech. I sent them a message asking if they wanted to comment. I never heard back from them. End of story. Got to take a break for top of the hour identification.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you.
Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn.